The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Promise we'll never play that song again. Whatever that is, don't play it. I don't like it. Sounds like elevator chatter or something. I didn't care for it. 844-967-2789. I'm a little surly. Stayed up a little too late last night. Been doing that for like 2 weeks straight. And now it's catching up with me. Coming up next, the Earl Ingram Show. Now playing again in the Milwaukee media market on AM 540 and also on the Shaw 101 FM. Well, our good friend Earl Ingram is going to have mayoral candidate Earl Nell Lucas. He is the current sheriff of Milwaukee County. He's running for mayor, and Earl asked me, he said, you know, I know we're doing Waukesha, Crudy. He goes, but we got this special election coming up. I got to cover some of these mayoral candidates. I said, Earl, be relevant, man, be relevant. So he is. And he's starting with Ernell Lucas. I know he's lining up lots of fine mayoral candidates. So tune in for that right here on 540 AM and 101 FM in the Milwaukee Media Market in the Shaw. And we'll take your phone calls right now, beginning with my pal Wisco Paul at 844-967-2789. Wisco, welcome back, man. How you been?
Hey, okay. It's always great after a Packer win. And you stayed up for a good cause because that was a good game. I hope they do good in the playoffs.
Well, you know, I had a little new radio station angst working on my psyche last night, Paul. I've been waiting for this day for months. This day is literally like 15 months in the making.
Yeah, that would be stressful. I tell you what, though, I'm looking forward to some of the old callers in the Milwaukee area, like, say, Profane Ronnie. She was really cool. But 540, I do believe it is, that's very powerful. I was through Columbia and Dodge County today, and I could hear it loud and clear. But I usually listen to 92.7. Hey, are you 3-6 then, starting when, today?
Not today. Sometime soon. I'll keep you. Not until we get a studio built in Waukesha, man. I got to give Earl a place to go and work.
Oh, that's cool. I just saw it down the road. It's going to be, what, 3-6 for you, Crudy? And then morning will be Earl and
Matt Flynn?
Matt Flynn, okay.
And all right. Tom Hartman, cool. In both markets, although Stephanie Miller here in Madison. Madison is spoken. They love them some stuff. Milwaukee, we're going to keep Earl on in the mornings in Milwaukee. It's sort of his natural place. And we're going to keep the Native Roots radio show. That will play out tonight at 6 o'clock for the first time on WAUK 540 AM. And actually, looking forward to having some new shows like the Paul Revere show with Mark Thompson. That'll be one of our quote-unquote niche shows that play out between 7 and 8 p.m. And then coming up, it might be a week or two here, Wisco, but we're going to put live programming in between 8 and 10 p.m., Rick Smith, a labor-centric guy out of Pennsylvania, does a nightly two-hour live program. We're going to pick up Rick Smith's product. So, Paul, we're going to do, if I do the math, from 6 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night, that is 16 hours a day of live broadcast, 10 hours a day of Wisconsin-centric politics. That ain't bad.
What? No, that's totally cool. I'll listen to the labor guy. Hey, maybe you'll get the Teamsters backing out of Milwaukee again. I really like those guys.
I got a friendly text, a congratulatory text from one of our Teamster friends today. I got to get a bid together.
Oh, that's awesome. I love the Teamsters, and there's a reason for that. So anyway, I'm not going to get too political today. I think this is the greatest thing ever, especially for it's just awesome. Just totally awesome. I don't have the words for it. So, hey, Profi and Ronnie, get listen to this station and call in more because I miss your sister. Hey, with that, I'll let you go, Crudy. And I'd be stressed out, too, if I was you. That's a lot of money to have on the table. But, hey, you'll do it. If anybody can, you can. Thanks, Crudy.
Thanks, Wisco. 844-967-2789. If my wife only shared his confidence. PT, how you been? PT from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, I'm much better after I saw that news on Facebook about your expansion invasion of the Milwaukee, Waukesha, and northeast area of Wisconsin. That's fantastic. How many watts is that, Crew?
5:40 a.m. Man, I'm not even sure. It's not a high wattage station, but it's a low dial position station. So actually, it's kind of weird science. What I've noticed is it actually seems a little louder at night, Paul. But I suggest you turn it left, and then you turn it up, and you glue it on 5:40 a.m. Man, that's all you need to know.
Yeah. You know, I went to the AM site. I went to 5:40 just now in Milwaukee, and bingo, there you are.
I know.
You know, and it's good to have you back in the Milwaukee area, and that's fantastic, Drew. Way to keep a secret, man. Way to keep a secret.
I know. You know, Paul, I cannot keep a secret either, man.
That was a total surprise to me, anyway.
Well, good. I have leaked out just to a few selected media people and you know, some financial supporters and people of that sort. But now you all know we've been working damn hard for months and months to bring a deal together. WAUK 5:40 AM, our newest affiliate in 101 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha County. Give us a listen. Hopefully you'll like what you hear. Totter Billy on the north side. Totter, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, congratulations on the expansion. That's fantastic. And I just wanted to thank you. Earlier in your show, you had a caller on who was, kind of downplaying some of the accomplishments of the Democrats this past year. And you know, us progressives, we want more. But I think it's important for us to talk about the great things that have been accomplished, especially, as Joe Biden says, compare me to the alternative, not the almighty. And, compared to the alternative, what the Democrats are doing is great. It's got to be more. But we also all have to, your radio station, everybody listening needs to spread the word about the good stuff that is happening and make some more good stuff happen.
No, you're absolutely right, Billy. Democrats don't always do a great job of bragging on ourselves. Our parents taught us to be deferential and humble. Doesn't work so well in media. You know, I don't do it well. Humble is not one of my strong suits, Billy. But we got to go out there and we've got to brag about the accomplishments of the Biden administration. And we also have to chastise and hold accountable the lawlessness of the Trump administration. That's a 1-2 punch, Billy. I think that brings us electoral gold in 2022.
Thank you.
Keep listening, my man. WAUK, 5:40 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw. Now stick around. Earl Ingram's got Milwaukee mayoral candidate Ernell Lucas. He is the current sheriff of Milwaukee County. He's a candidate. He's running. It's a big freebie. It's a free-for-all. Everybody wants a piece of the mayoral race in Milwaukee. Not this guy. If I was running for anything, Waukesha mayor. Thank you all for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. It's going to be a great year, 2022. I can feel it.